On the first part of the morning show today, we're talking about St. Luke's School in Plain and the many great things they have going through the year. But of course, this week is Catholic Schools Week, and we put a spotlight on St. Luke's School. Joining us is Diane Muller, who's the principal of St. Luke's, and we have a couple of eighth graders that will join us here as well. Carolina Weiss and Merrick Bell are in the studio to join us as well. Well, Diane, here we go. It's time to start screening the young ones again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We'll be having a preschool open house February 13th, 5:30 to 7 in the evening on Thursday night, and for our 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds to come in. And our 3K program is changing to an all-day program. We're just mornings now, but it's going to an all-day program next year. So we'll be inviting everyone to come in for the open house and
the screening. When I first started hearing of 3K several years ago, I kind of think, well, that's kind of young, mm-hmm. but it's kind of become the new norm, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
3K. What are some things that they screen for? Or what do they look for from the young ones?
We don't do a lot of screening for the 3K. It's just if they're interested in coming to our program. And then they do, Ms. Hansen does some academic stuff with them. They're doing calendar things just like 4K does and 5K. So, and then of course they have their rest time and their play time and everything. But
so that's a typical day for a 3Ker then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right now, you don't necessarily have to be in the River Valley District to go or to attend, do you?
No, we have one family from the Ithaca District that attends St. Luke's. We have, I think there's two from Sauk District that comes to St. Luke's that attends.
So it's 3K through 8th grade at St.
Correct.
Luke's. Then. Yeah.
3K through 8.
Approximately how many students do you have in the building?
About 70.
That's a good number.
Yeah, I like to get it up there more, but
keeps you busy.
Keeps us busy.
Do you have to be Catholic to attend St. Luke's?
No. We have several non-Catholic families. We just ask that when they come, they still participate in everything, go to Mass with us and do all the academics and everything like everybody else, but they can attend if they're non-Catholic.
You've been around long enough to have seen a lot of graduates come through there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, I know that because I knew you from school back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been in education, Diane?
I was at... This is my 25th year at St. Luke's.
Good for you.
And I was 9 years at St. Anthony's prior to that, so long time.
So you've seen firsthand about what a Catholic school can do.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you tell people if they ask you about why they should bring their children there?
Well, a lot of it is we're such a family-oriented and just the good old-fashioned values, right and wrong, and just the family atmosphere and
you look out for one another?
They do. Yeah. Our eighth graders look out for our little guys. We have school families that are comprised of 4K through eighth grade. And so they do activities together and eat lunch together sometimes. And so they really help each other out.
So do they have like an older mentor? Some of the young ones have the older ones to lead them around then?
Yeah, they do. And they kind of mother hens. They take care of each other.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's been a pretty good school year, I guess. I think you've only had like maybe what, one snow day or a half day off?
One day so far.
And these eighth graders over here probably are happy that they haven't had any more snow days, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll ask them. Carolina Weiss, joins us as Merrick Bell as well. Well, Carolyn, you're all adorned and decked out today in Hawaiian gear. So why is that?
Because it's Catholic Schools Week, and this is one of our days that we're doing it.
Can you tell me about the days this week that you'll be celebrating a special day each week, or each day this week?
Monday, we had the bishop come with us and play bingo. Tuesday is obviously beach day. Wednesday is we're doing a nation flag raising and donuts with veterans. Thursday is flannel day. And Friday, we're going to Richland Center to watch a movie.
Awesome. Sounds like you got a nice week planned. And you are one that you started way back when as a young one. Do you remember your first days at St. Luke's?
No.
It's back a few years, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject is gym. My second would probably be science.
Okay.
Then maybe writing.
Writing? All right. So you have a chance to do all of those things there. And do you like to mentor the young ones as well?
Yeah. I've always loved playing with the little ones.
And Merrick, we'll bring you into the conversation too as well. How long have you been a student at St. Luke?
This is my third year being at St. Luke's. We just moved here about 4 years ago because the priest convinced us to.
Oh. So you made it? So I understand that St. Luke's had a chance to win a meal or a appearance from the bishop. But tell me how that came about.
I actually don't really know. I mean, all I know is that like families would contribute, and if the most families that contributed would get the prize of the bishop coming. So it was pretty awesome.
The bishop was there yesterday, Carolina, and what were some activities that you did?
We did bingo, and we had hot chocolate, too.
We also had mass with the bishop.
You guys are getting to know the bishop pretty well, aren't you? Because I think he was there last year, right?
Yes, he was.
So that's a good thing. He must like St. Luke's pretty well. It's a good school. What are some of your favorite subjects?
I'd probably say lunch.
A man after my own heart. Yeah. So what are some of the lunches? What's good there in the lunchroom?
Well, our chef, she makes some of the best food. It's a variety. It's never the same. It would take forever to just describe all the lunches.
Awesome. So do you trade? Because that's what we used to do. We would trade if you had, you could mix your barbecues and send them for somebody's dessert. Do you do that or not?
Unfortunately not.
No, you don't. Okay. That's awesome. So I know it's a long ways off, but have you guys thought about careers? Something that you'd like to be involved in? Carolina?
I wanted to be a meteorologist because my cousin Alex Harrington is the chief meteorologist at Channel 3. And I really want to be like him when I grow up.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So, yeah, we know Alex Harrington very well. So he does a good job. Recently in the news, they were saying that one of the stations is kind of cutting back on that, on meteorologists. I think that makes him a shining star because he'll be a local voice and a local face.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's awesome. So have you been able to go with him and do a tour of the studios or anything like that?
Yeah, so on Halloween, I dressed up as him. And then he came to our school last year for Catholic Schools Week, and I did an interview with the cameraman, and then the people at the station wanted me to come and say hi. But when I got there, Alex goes, "Do you want to be on TV?" And I shake my head no, and then my mom goes, "Yeah," and I'm just like, "Okay." So then about 5 minutes later, I'm getting mic'd up, and then for the 5 o'clock show, he's asked if I would do it again, and I said yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So you weren't even nervous to come to the radio because you've been on TV before. So
yeah.
That's interesting. So when you went as him for Halloween, what did you wear? What did you dress up as?
So I wore Alert Day glasses, which are his red ones. I had a Channel 3 hat from his mom, and then I had a tie on and a black suit on.
That's cool. So have you looked into how much schooling that you're going to need and things like that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got the science part down, just the math part is not there yet.
Okay, well, good luck with that. So weather fascinates you. That's awesome. And what about you, Merrick? Have you given some thought to that?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm just riding life as it goes.
A man again after my own heart. That's good. That's awesome. So looking down the road, would you, if somebody came to you and said, why should we go to St. Luke? Merrick, what would you tell them?
I'd probably tell them that St. Luke's is a great school. Even though I've only been here 3 years, I feel like I've made a family here. I feel like that, like, whereas my other school, I didn't really know the other people. But I feel like I've gotten to know everyone so well. Like, they're my brothers, my sisters, and my parents.
That's a good answer. And what about you, Carolina?
Like, because it's nice and peaceful there, and you have opportunities to sing and do what you want a lot of the time. And obviously the food is pretty good there, too.
I didn't ask you about that. What's your favorite meal? There must be so many. I'm going to have to come
there's
over.
There's a lot.
And visit for lunch one of these days, maybe.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Okay, good. Maybe we will. But so that's on down the road, but certainly you're looking forward to the rest of Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah.
So you're having Beach Day today. What else do you do for Beach Day?
We are going to sit on our towels and have like a picnic, but it's like a beach one. And we brought my big speaker from home, and my dad is going to play like beach music during when we're eating.
Did you bring some sand or not?
No, sadly no, not.
Not yet. No, okay. Diane, these are excellent students that you brought in here. How many are in the eighth grade class?
There's only three this year. We went down, our middle school's a little low. There are three. But Carolina's dad teaches at St. Luke's, too. So that's why she said her dad's playing music and today for lunch. But, yeah.
You really have to behave yourself, then, if your dad's, right?
Yeah,
I think so. You have your festival, your gala coming up later this year. Diane, can you tell us about that?
Our gala is coming up in March, March 15th at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year the home and school puts on. It's coming up. Tickets are for sale, so if anybody wants a ticket, contact the school office and come and join us for, it's an evening of entertainment and silent and live auction items, and it's a lot of fun.
Normally you get some pretty good donations. Mm-hmm. Do you recall any of the things that there are going to be up there as far as raffle prizes?
Well, we have done a cabin in Montana.
Ooh.
And that, actually my family, my son-in-law got that, and so we took a trip out there this last summer. I'm trying to think what some of the, we do principal for a day. We auction off, so a student gets to be principal for the day. And
what do they do if they're principal of the day?
They make their announcements. They can run the hall meeting. They get a briefcase full of stuff. one year they got lunch. The priest, Father Garrett, had made them lunch. They just do a variety of things throughout the day. Copies, do whatever principal needs to have done.
Discipline? Do they have to discipline or not?
We don't have that
big of a problem?
Big of a problem with discipline at St. Luke's, fortunately. So they haven't disciplined, no.
What are some other things? I kind of cut you off there, but some other things that you might be auctioning off? Or?
This year I'm not. We have the principal for a day we're doing again. Father Luke Sisey, our pastor, is going to do something. I don't know what that is yet. You're catching me off guard here, Phil. I can't think right now what some of the other live auction items are. We do a pie auction.
Ooh. I bet that goes well.
It does. Some of the famous pie bakers in Plain, they auction off their pies .
We're getting into Friday night fish season again. Are you going to be having the Friday night fish fries as well?
The fish, the next fish fry is this February, this first Friday in February. Is it the 7th?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be in February. They'll do another one.
Those are well attended, aren't they?
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well attended and a lot of carryouts.
Uh-huh. And that's a major fundraiser for you, too, during the year.
That's for the parish, pretty much the parish.
Uh-huh. But this thing that's coming up, the gala in March, that's kind of your main moneymaker provider for extra stuff, right?
Right. That's for the extra stuff. That's what allows home and school, helps us do things like Catholic Schools Week things, going to the movie and doing all those things.
Special things during the year. So you guys are in eighth grade. You're looking forward to maybe a graduation ceremony as well, Carolina?
Yeah, sort of.
That'll happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then will you both be members of the River Valley Blackhawks next year, or where are you going next year?
I'm going to River Valley. I don't know where Merrick's going.
I am either going to River Valley or to St. Lawrence's High School.
Okay, good. That's on down the road then. So will you be involved in some extracurriculars in high school, like sports or other activities, Carolina?
I'm thinking of doing like the fishing and then cheerleading maybe, because I'm also a hockey player, so.
Oh. I just heard about that. River Valley has a fishing team. I had never heard that. So you're excited about being a part of that then?
Yeah.
Ice fishing. Have you had experience with that before?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Fun. What about you, Merrick?
Well,
in terms of some things, extracurriculars?
I mean, I would like to get into boxing, but otherwise, no.
Okay. Interesting. Well, good luck with that. Diane, as you look down the road here, then are there some goals for St. Luke's, some things that you'd like to see? Maybe more enrollment, right?
Yeah, increased enrollment, of course. That's every Catholic school's goal, is to increase enrollment. And that's the biggest thing. Adding the 3K was a big thing. Or not adding it, making it all day, to expand that program. We increased staff this year, which has been very good. We invested in teachers and increased the staff, and that's been a bonus for us. So,
could you talk about your staff? I know you've got a good one.
Yeah, we have a wonderful staff. Miss Hansen does our 3K. This is her first year, and she's going to all day next year. Miss Quartz does 4K, and she's wonderful with those little ones, patient. And Miss Druckry does kindergarten, and she also teaches them Spanish, so they count every day in English and Spanish.
Oh, impressive.
Mm-hmm. And then first grade is Miss Grimm. She's been there quite a while. She does a great job with first grade. We have a new teacher in second grade, Mrs. Kubat. She's been a wonderful addition. She moved here from Minnesota. And then Mrs. Oppert does third and fourth homeroom, and she does mostly third grade. And Miss Nakan came to us. She's from New Orleans. But she was living in Madison, going to grad school in Madison. So she teaches the math, middle school math. Miss Knox does ELA for middle school. And Mr. Weiss, Carolina's dad, does middle school social studies and all the Phi Ed for the whole school. Miss Harrington does the science, and then she, this year we added middle school writing. So she focuses a lot on the middle school writing. And we have Miss Cross is a part-time music teacher. She comes 2 days a week. And then we have Miss Legal, our aide, our classroom aide, so.
Very good staff. You've got a mixture of those that have been there for a while and some newer ones as well.
It is. We have a couple new ones, probably three new ones to teaching, and the rest have been there for various number of years.
You've probably had a lot of those teachers, haven't you, Carolina?
Yeah, I've had a lot of them, that's sure. For sure.
Yeah. And as far as down the road then, you're looking forward to the rest of the days this week?
Yeah.
What days are you looking forward to the most at
Movie
day. Do you know what's showing?
There's either Dog Man or Inside Out 2, and I'm going to watch Inside Out 2 since it's a hockey movie.
Oh, okay. Good. What about you, Merrick?
I'm going to be watching Inside Out 2 because, I mean, the Dog Man trailer didn't look too good.
Okay. Well, that'll be something fun to look forward to at the end of the week then. And this is getting into the second semester now too, isn't it, Diane?
Yeah, it just started.
Just started.
A week ago.
How fast the year goes.
It's gone fast.
Right.
It has gone fast.
Well, you've been great guests. Anything else you'd like to add about Catholic Schools Week or anything?
I don't think so. It's a great week to celebrate Catholic schools. Back to, if I may, the with the bishop coming, that was the diocese did a Giving Tuesday contest, and it was for all the schools in the diocese. And so donations came in, and we came in first, I guess, for all the donations. So we have a very generous community and parish and everything. So just want to make sure they know that and how much they're appreciated for everything they do, the support they give to St. Luke's to keep the Catholic education going in Plain.
Yeah, that's an award for the community, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because they really back the school.
They do. We're at 148 years of Catholic education in Plain.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's coming up toward 150, mm-hmm. not too far down the road. Mm-hmm. Are you making plans for maybe a big celebration?
Well, we need to start.
Yeah. This was the second year that you got to celebrate with the bishop. Mm-hmm. So you won it last year, too. So that's
won it last year. It was
pretty
impressive. We were watching they would post the givings, and we were watching that, and we're like, oh, no way are we going to win. And then we did, and then this year, didn't even watch it, and I got the phone call from the diocese the next day, and I was yelling on the phone. I couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. So.
And you're in the Madison Diocese. There's probably something right. That have to look at a map to find where Plain is, right?
Yeah.
You're putting Plain on the map.
We're putting Plain on the map.
Great.
That's right.
And again, what are the dates for the 3K and 4K screening there?
That is Thursday, February 13th.
Okay.
So from 5:30 to 7.
Put that on the calendar then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for bringing in these students today as well, Diane.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Carolina Weiss and Merrick Bell, good luck to you as you go back to school today. Enjoy
Thank
Beach
you.
Day. You bet. And Principal Diane Muller of St. Luke's School in Plain on this part of the morning show.